We're joined now. He'll suit up tonight for the New York Islanders. Tore it up, obviously, here in this area with the Niagara Ice Dogs as a junior player. Fifth overall pick and was having a great season with the Bridgeport Sound Tigers in the A when he was promoted to the big club. He is Ryan Strome. Ryan, thanks a lot for making the time to do this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How was your now were you playing with Bridgeport over a good chunk of the Olympic break? Do you feel like that your legs are a little fresher than a lot of guys who had had 2 weeks off?
I mean, obviously it's a different league and different environment, but I mean, I can speak for the guys here. I know they've been skating pretty hard and you know, been putting through some rigorous on ice you know, sessions. So I'm sure they're in game shape and they're obviously very excited to play. So I think maybe it might have that that game step on them, but I'm sure it won't take long for all these guys to get back.
The stretch run begins for you guys. What was your takeaway from watching, and I'm sure you did, watching John Tavares go down in Sochi, and what does that mean for some of the young guys?
Obviously, when you lose your best player, one of the best players in the league, it's an irreplaceable spot, and you know, being close with John and stuff, I know how competitive he is, and you can't help but feel bad for him because he wants to win so bad. But, you know, happy he still came home from Sochi with a medal. You know, he's still an Olympic champion, and obviously it's tough to miss a little bit of the season here, but you know, he'll be back stronger than ever. That's just the way he is.
Ryan Strome, our guest. What I love about the Isles and how they played last year, and I think there's been elements of that this year. You guys haven't gotten some breaks. You've needed a bounce here and there that you might have got last year. I think a lot of the young players, and you probably have spotted this, play with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. Either somebody says, hey, you were picked too high, or another organization, like, say, Michael Grabner, gave up on you. But guys like Okpozo, Franz Nielsen, Josh Bailey, they really got something to prove. They don't like anybody joking about the Islanders, and they proved last year that there's no reason to joke anymore.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the season's been a bit streaky this year. Obviously, I was only up for a little bit of it, but felt when I was up, a lot of things were going the right way, and it felt like they haven't been playing any different than before. So it's such a tough league. There's not much not much separation between the teams. So it just shows night in and night out how you know, a win and a loss is so minor.
Where's your game at? What are you trying to accomplish down the stretch for this team? We saw you in the O, obviously. We watched you with Canada's World Junior team. And in your first year pro, you've dominated the American League. You forced the Islanders' hand at a call-up because, you know, you were having too much success down there. Where do you want to take it?
I think 22 games left. I think it's important that, you know, to really try to establish myself as an everyday player. And, you know, somewhat of an audition for next year, obviously. Obviously, the season's not done this year, but, you know, for myself personally, I want to make sure that in their minds they got no doubt the next training camp that I'm going to be the guy that can, you know, fill an everyday spot, no problem. And, you know, they've given me their time to help me develop. And I think now it's time I kind of take those reins a little bit and make the most of my opportunities. I think it's a chance I wanted and it's just to prove myself. That's what I'm going to get, I think.
You're well-known. You have a very well-known teammate from Niagara with the Boston Bruins, and I don't think you played against him this year when you met him, but Dougie Hamilton is taking big strides this year as well on Niagara. Talk about him and tell us about him as a teammate and how pleased you are. He's gained. That's a tough blue line to crack and get minutes on, and Dougie's doing it.
Yeah, he was actually hurt, I think, when we played Boston. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, I didn't get to play him, but yeah, he's an unbelievable player, and he carried our team in Niagara in the back end for a couple of years there, and you can't say enough good things about how good of a player he is, and you can just tell by watching. And you know, we became really good friends, obviously, going through the draft and World Juniors and stuff together. You're, you know, always with guys like that, and we're always hanging out and helping each other. So it's great to see him successful. I still talk to him, you know, at least once a week. So it's great to see him doing good. And, you know, he's a really good guy, and he deserves all he's getting.
Ryan Strome, our guest, New York Islanders, a two-time World Junior rep as well for Team Canada. Playing the Leafs, is it a bit of an excitement for you? I don't know to what extent you were a Maple Leafs fan growing up, and I don't want to put you on the spot if you weren't, but is it a bit of a buzz when you get to play them, especially when they're playing well?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, now growing up in Toronto, everyone knows what the Leafs are like and, you know, how much the city gets behind them. So I was the same way as a little boy, and I got to play in the ACC, you know, in one of my first games a little while ago. So, you know, anytime you play the Leafs is exciting, but I'm just excited to be back in the NHL and get another crack at it and, you know, hopefully be here for the long haul.
Ryan Strome, our guest. Ryan, best of luck tonight. Appreciate you doing this on a game day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys.